Breaking now, the family of a little girl hit and killed by a driver at the Raleigh Christmas Parade is suing. The long list of people named in the lawsuit and how the family says they all bear some responsibility in her death.
A new emotional 911 call of the moment a woman's car is stolen with her sleeping five-year-old daughter inside. Hear from the people who saw it happen and how police were able to rescue the little girl.
From sunny to soaking, what future cast models are showing about the new timing of the eighth weekend of possible showers and storms.
And we begin with breaking news. The family of a little girl hit and killed during the Raleigh Christmas parade has filed a lawsuit in connection with her death. Thank you for joining us. I'm Deborah Morgan.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. The family of Haley Brooks is suing the driver accused of hitting her, parade organizers, her dance company, and the float maker. This is a lengthy lawsuit, about 50 pages or more. Mark Boyle has been leafing through this. He joins us now in the WRAL Live Center with what we have learned, Mark.
A lot of new details here at 7 o'clock, Dan, after looking through the more than 50 pages in this lawsuit about the death of Haley Brooks at the Raleigh Christmas Parade. These are the people and organizations named in the lawsuit, circled in yellow here. Landon Glass, that's the suspect here. CC and Company, Dance Complex, Greater Raleigh Merchants Association, Shop Local, and D&L Floats. I have two different slides and quotes from this lawsuit. Let's go with the first one right now. So this is right from these court documents. This action is brought to ensure that those responsible for Haley's death are held accountable and to ensure that no other child or person is hurt or killed by the recklessness of those entrusted and responsible for the safety of the children and attendees at this Raleigh tradition. In this next graphic here, this is more information about the details. They say it was just chaos. Defendant CC & Co. was so disorganized and unprepared from a safety perspective that its staff could not even determine Haley's identity after she was struck and killed. When Wake EMS personnel took her to the hospital, they classified her as a Jane Doe. That happens when somebody goes to the hospital and there's no identity. So a lot of new information coming out of these court documents, much more our website, WRAL.com, and we're pouring through all of this and the meaning of it going forward, coming up for you tonight on Fox 50 at 10 and WRAL at 11.
Incredible new information coming out of that. Thank you, Mark. Taking a live look now, the Dual Doppler 5000. We're tracking some rain in parts of our area ahead of a system bringing widespread showers later this week. Meteorologist Mike Mays is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with the details. Mike?
Deb, we've been watching this rain since about 4 o'clock. It was in South Carolina. It has built up north here into the Triangle area and west toward over toward Chapel Hill and Pittsburgh, also into the Sand Hills. Futurecast showing that continuing this evening till about 11 o'clock or so. So if you're going to be heading out and about, make sure you have some kind of rain gear overnight. The weather does look dry, and we wake up tomorrow morning to dry weather with partly cloudy skies at 7 a.m. But take a look at the rain chances. 20% tomorrow, 20% on Thursday, but by Thursday night up to 40% chance, 80% for the day on Friday. Friday night, 50% chance. So a definitive soaking coming here, and there may be another one following behind that for the day on Sunday, and we're trying to determine whether or not Friday could end up being a WRAL weather alert day. Coming up in less than 15 minutes, we're going to track that Friday system with Futurecast. Deb?
All right, Mike, see you then.
Tonight, we are learning much more about what happened before and after. Police say this man stole a car from a Chapel Hill shopping center with a sleeping five-year-old girl inside. That kidnapping sparking a statewide Amber Alert and the frantic search for this adorable little girl, five-year-old Ariel Williams. In the last 2 hours now, we're hearing an emotional 911 call from the moment her mother realized she was gone.
I told her my baby's in the car. My baby's in that car. My baby's in that car. Oh, my.
Unbelievable. You can only imagine what she was feeling. WRL's Chelsea Donovan spoke with people who witnessed this all unfold and how authorities tracked down the suspect.
It was here around 8:30 last night where a mother and her two children went inside to get some dinner. She left her car in the parking lot with her five-year-old daughter asleep inside. When she came out, that SUV with her daughter in the back was snatched.
With his hands in his head tucked inside his shirt, 28-year-old Dustin Oakley appeared in court today on a long list of felony charges stemming from an incident that started in this parking lot in Chapel Hill.
There was a lot of car action, I would say, but I wasn't really I didn't really think anything of it because this is a busy shopping area.
This is surveillance video of Oakley inside the Twisted Noodles restaurant last night.
He came in around like 8 p.m. and he asking me like, can you donate me some money?
He left empty-handed and walked next door, according to authorities, hanging out outside of this Jersey Mike's where a mother and her two children were inside getting dinner.
On the surveillance video from the Jersey Mike's, you can see a white male later identified as Mr. Oakley pacing in front of the Jersey Mike's.
Suddenly, a car belonging to that mother vanished.
At some point, Ms. Pierre turned around and realized she could no longer see her headlights.
Witnesses described the scene that unfolded.
The mom was just, she was really devastated. She was screaming for her daughter. And
police believe Oakley stole the car with the child inside and drove it an hour away to the Sheets in Lillington. An Amber Alert was issued. Police tracked it 2 hours later due to the mother's cell phone still inside.
The Lillington Police Department received a 911 call from an individual who reported that a guy that he knew just tried to sell him a Dodge Durango.
Oakley was then found hiding behind a dumpster, the 5-year-old girl safe inside.
When I saw that she was found, I was like, oh my gosh, like I could actually fall asleep at night.
Oakley has past convictions for hit and run, reckless driving, and eluding arrest. Chelsea Donovan, WRAL News, Chapel Hill.
Police say a woman hit a motorcycle on the NC State campus on purpose. They're calling it a road rage incident. Officers say the suspect and a motorcyclist got into an argument. During the heated conversation, the car hit the motorcycle twice at Partners Way and Main Campus Drive and then drove off. The victim was not hurt. The suspect is described as a woman driving a silver to gray Mazda Miata with temporary tags. If you have any information on the vehicle, campus police want to hear from you.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office is investigating an assault at Orange High School. A student felt a blow to the back during a class change yesterday afternoon and then had to be transported to the hospital. The Orange County Sheriff's Office confirms a juvenile petition has been taken out and a student has been detained for the assault. Due to the person's age, their name is not being released. Broadcastify radio traffic shows Orange County EMS responded to the school just before 3 p.m.
They responded to a 17-year-old female with a wound to the back and the nurse is all conscious, alert, and breathing.
An email from the school's principal to families last night said the school had extra security on hand there today. A crisis team was also on campus for counseling and support. The district says there is no ongoing threat related to this incident. North Carolina has lagged in mental health metrics for years. Youth suicides have doubled in the last decade, and resources to treat mental health have been scarce. But as WRAL's Shelley Jackson explains, some state lawmakers are trying to change that.
State lawmakers in the House filed a bill that would overhaul North Carolina's mental health system. And it was a long road to get there.
For all the people that didn't understand why we did Medicaid expansion and a lot of us had fought it for the last 10 or 12 years, and then all of a sudden we decide that it's the thing to do.
After a decade of debate, North Carolina lawmakers voted last month to expand Medicaid in the state. Under the American Rescue Plan, North Carolina will receive an estimated extra $1.75 billion in cash for expanding Medicaid. And today, a bipartisan group of lawmakers laid out the need and how they would spend $1 billion of it.
North Carolina has approximately 300 fewer state psychiatric hospital beds available to patients because we cannot staff these beds. At the same time, on any given day in North Carolina, we have over 300 individual patients in an emergency room awaiting care.
The plan would invest in three key areas. $225 million would be allocated to improving access to behavioral health services.
Medicaid reimbursement rates for behavioral health services have not been updated in 10 years and do not reflect the actual cost of providing care, leading to fewer providers.
$200 million to building a statewide behavioral health crisis system and $50 million for telehealth programs and a centralized bed registry. The mental health care crisis in North Carolina has forced lawmakers to work across the aisle.
We stand today before you, united before you in a bipartisan battle to combat the plague of mental illness.
And while there is still a long process for this bill to become law, they are optimistic.
This is a good day that we have $1 billion, that's with a B, to spend on mental health and substance use disorders.
This is a one-time funding bonus, and the more successful initiatives would have to secure additional funding. And of course, it has to make it through the Senate. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is visiting the Triangle tomorrow to speak at UNC Chapel Hill's Carolina Union. He says he will speak, quote, about saving America from the woke left. After he speaks, Pence will hold a Q&A. A UNC student coalition led by UNC's Young Democrats will hold a counter rally against the Pence event. Pence says he will make a decision about if he will challenge Donald Trump in the upcoming presidential election before late June. The future for people living at some homeless camps is uncertain. WREL's Gilbert Bays explains one of the efforts to help some people in Fayetteville find a new place to live before they're forced to leave just ahead. Plus, the trio of otters taking over the internet are in their new home, how they're acclimating to their new habitat, and where the public can see them up close coming up.
I'm Chris Lovingen in the WREL Live Center, stepping in for Mark Boyle. Definitely want to show you this video right here. This is from our photojournalist out on the scene of a crash that is here that is involving both an ambulance and a motorcyclist. Now, we are trying to get more information in regards to what specifically happened here, but I can tell you a little bit about what we saw in the video. Again, you can see that the police are out there, and we did ask, our photojournalist asked specifically if there was anyone who actually died here. But if you look at the video, you can clearly see that the medical examiner's office has a representative that's there. So again, trying to get more details with it in regards to this. And in terms of where this specifically is, this is on Barber Road and Laurelwood Drive in Smithfield. Again, our photojournalists out there saying that they did see the medical examiner's office and what they appeared to be a body being loaded into the vehicle. So we're trying to get more details from Smithfield Police. And as soon as we have that, we'll report that here on WREL News.
Jeez, what a horrible situation. Yeah, thank you, Chris. Fayetteville is making good on its promise to shut down high-risk homeless encampments. It removed the tents from one in November. Now plans are underway to shut down four more before the end of the year.
Yes, that includes ones like this one at Gillespie and MLK Expressway. WRL Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bay spoke with some people who are homeless and city leaders trying to help them.
Well, this is the homeless encampment here on Gillespie Street underneath the MLK Expressway. There are about 20 people that live out here, but as you can see, they've been given notice they'll soon have to leave.
Tents of all shapes, colors, and sizes dot the landscape at the base of the entrance and exit ramps to the MLK Expressway in Fayetteville.
This is my little residence.
Larry Ward has lived in this tent for 5 weeks. He says right now, it's the best he can do.
So I'm going through situations, different situations, so I decided to get me a tent to try to get the proper help so I can better my living situation.
Not everyone who lives out here wants to be on camera, but they want their voices heard, like the woman in this tent who explains why she's out here with her boyfriend.
Talk about his situation.
Because of their records. There's a lot of people out here that are like that.
Some are convicted sex offenders who by law cannot live within 1,000 feet of a school or a daycare center. Others are just down on their luck.
They're going to make you move out here soon. What you going to do? How you going to make it?
I'm not sure yet. Plus, I have my dog, too. I'm not sure. I'm trying to see if I can get any kind of resources or any kind of help, but right now, I'm not sure.
And that's what city leaders are trying to do. They're planning to provide resources for those living in high-risk homeless encampments, including the use of a voter-approved $12 million housing opportunity bond.
That gives us a lot of resources right now that my team is using to help partner with developers local and out of the Fayetteville area to help provide those affordable housing options so people can have a stable living environment where they can afford to pay rent, afford to save a little bit, and have a job.
Which brings us back to Larry Ward.
Well, I am disabled, so the city has a housing program that's eligible for those that's willing to go through it.
So the people who live here will have to be gone by May 3rd. By May 5th, all of this will be cleared. In Fayetteville, Gilbert Bays, WREL News.
A UK-based aerospace company focusing on military aircraft will invest $50 million in a new facility in North Carolina, creating hundreds of jobs. Marshall Aerospace's new maintenance center is planned for the Piedmont Triad International Airport in Greensboro. The company will hire more than 240 workers under an agreement with the state. The jobs will pay an average salary of $74,500. Marshall Aerospace may expand in the future.
How about a cute story? Could you use a cute story?
We could.
Today, three otter pups made their public debut at the NC Aquarium at Fort Fisher. Cue the cuteness. 4-month-old Asian small-clawed otters, Gemma, Kai, and Ren, they joined their parents and siblings in the new habitat. Aquarium staff live streamed this exciting moment on Facebook. This means visitors now at the aquarium can see the family of eight for themselves all together and having fun. Look how cute those little guys are. The community helped name the otter pups.
Did you notice they knew where the cameras were?
Exactly.
They know exact. They're hams. Yeah, hamming it up there. So cute. Meteorologist Mike Mays joining us now on the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Mike, I saw those clouds building up earlier today, and now we're seeing some rainfall.
Yeah, we were watching the rain coming in from South Carolina. Primarily, we were thinking maybe the Sand Hills would see this rain, but it's built its way up north here in the Triangle. I've got a viewer who's over at the NC State ECU baseball game across the street. He said he's felt a few raindrops. Now they're on the radar. And over towards Sanford and Tramway, folks there are seeing some light rain as well. All this is shifting to the east. We'll probably last until about 10 o'clock, and then after that, we'll die down. But there's more rain on the way. Take a look at the WRA Live Cam Network over toward Chapel Hill. There's rain in the area, as well as Durham. Over Apex, some sprinkles as well. Sanford seeing some sprinkles. It doesn't look like it's going to be a heavy rain because the air is somewhat dry. So what's coming down, some of it will evaporate. So I'm thinking mainly just some light rain or sprinkles as we head through the next few hours. 64 at the airport, 66 Fayetteville, 59 Roxborough. It's a cool evening. But if you're in the Triangle area and point southward, make sure you have a jacket and an umbrella. And up till about 10 o'clock, some light rain is possible. Overnight, it's partly cloudy. We expect to wake up to the 40s again in the morning, so jackets will be needed as you step out. So we can't rule out some rain tomorrow, nor on Thursday, but it's not going to be the great amount of rain that we expect from this system coming into the area on Friday. The potential exists for some heavy rain. There could be some localized flooding, and I wouldn't be surprised if we're placed in a low-end risk for flooding. We're thinking about perhaps a WRAL weather alert day for Friday because of that, and tomorrow when we have high-resolution model data to look at, we can sift through the severe parameters to see if there could be some strong to maybe severe storms. So check back in tomorrow morning with Elizabeth. She'd be able to tell you about that. So tomorrow afternoon, 20 to 30% chance for some light rain like today. Thursday, the same thing. 20 to 30% chance of rain during the afternoon. Thursday night, the rain picks up. Here comes that system. This is the European model. It's a low resolution model. Tomorrow we'll have high resolution model data to show you what it would really look like, or at least what we think it would look like, and the timing as well, and how much rain could fall. Models suggest up to an inch of rain. There's where that isolated localized flooding threat would come in. Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, we still see showers, perhaps some storms. That warm front in the area makes me concerned because a lot of times when you have a warm front, you see a changing wind direction along that front that could lend to rotating storms. So that's why we're kind of thinking the possibility of a WRAL weather alert day for Friday. And then there's another system waiting in the wings that expected to come in on Sunday that could bring another soaking. So still cool tonight, some evening rain from Raleigh southward, overnight partly cloudy skies, 40s for lows. And then variably cloudy tomorrow. Cannot rule out some sprinkles, maybe a light rain shower. 71 in Raleigh, 72 at Fayetteville. 7-day forecast likewise on Thursday, 73 with about a 30% chance for some rain. Friday, 80% chance for showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. 69 the high, 50% chance of rain at night. As of right now, Saturday still appears dry, 76, so at least you'd have one dry day. And Sunday, still the potential for some rain. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week, that cooler air comes back below normal temperatures. We'll become a mainstay for the short term.
He's giving us one.
Yeah.
One.
Yay,
we get one
Saturday. We'll take it. Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
UNC and NC State have officially launched a new program for colorblind students and staff. Coming up, how this pair of Enchroma glasses is helping students and staff see the vibrant colors of the world.
Oh, This is so cute. A local boy with autism is a super fan of Super Mario, but he's never been able to go to the movies in his life.
This story just touched me. I thought it was so beautiful. An Eastern North Carolina movie theater stepped up to help this little boy and his mother to see his favorite characters on the big screen. Melissa Phillips lives in Wayne County. Her 9-year-old son, Brian, Brian has autism. His family says he's never been able to go to a movie theater before. That's why a theater in Eastern North Carolina arranged a private screening of the Mario movie for him and his family. Brian, his mom, his grandma, they had the theater to themselves, letting this super fan take it all in as loudly as he wants. Look at his room. He's all decorated with Mario stuff. I just love that story.
That is just perfect. Like you said earlier, those people at the movie theater are just wonderful.
A big move by them. Yeah, that was really great. Today at UNC Chapel Hill, four people who experienced colorblindness discovered a new world of vibrant colors for the very first time.
A partnership through Enchroma with UNC and NC State now supports the needs of colorblind students and faculty through a loan program. Special glasses use optical fibers to help users see colors like red and green for the first time. 24-year-old photographer Kat Wilson says she used to have problems editing color photos.
Well, I do portrait photography, so I had trouble editing photos and kind of getting the reds and greens right. I actually didn't notice until middle school. It's definitely the reds for me that are more dramatic, but I'm excited. I think it's a really cool experience. So.
People with normal color vision see more than a million hues and shades, but people who are colorblind only see about 10% of those shades.
I've seen some videos online of people putting those glasses on for the first time. It's an emotional experience for folks. It's beauty of those colors.
It's so easy just with some glasses. Yeah.
Some big stars will perform in a new tour celebrating hip-hop culture, and you can check it out in Raleigh this summer.
Grammy Award winner LL Cool J will headline this live tour. The show will be a nonstop musical mashup backed by the band The Roots. Juvenile and Method Man Redman will perform during the tour stop in Raleigh. The show is at PNC Arena July 8th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Those are all my guys. I'm going to have to check that out. Thanks for making WRAL your choice for local news.
Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and at 11 on WRAL. Good night.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.